Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Funnel Hackers, welcome back. I'm so excited. I need to give you a little bit of context. So right now it's about 8 o'clock. It's the 25th of January, and I am here at the office just getting started for round two tonight. And my only reason to mention this to you is next week, we actually are a week from today, so next Thursday, we're flying out to 10X to be there with Grant Cardone. And there's a ton of things to get done between now and then. I'm super, super appreciative for my family. I've got the most supportive wife in the world, and I could not do it without her. I've learned one of the things for me is the importance of letting her know in advance when I'm going to have a late night. And so I kind of plan this on Sundays, and Thursday night's going to be a late night for me. So it'll probably, I'm sure, midnight and beyond before I get home. My only reason to mention it is there are times in life, like right now, where I feel like we're going a million miles an hour, and I'm staring at this horizon, and all I see is the sun way, way out there, and it's like a never, ever ending. And the harder and the faster we run, I still can't get there. And there's still a million things I want to accomplish. And I'm so excited and passionate about what we're doing, the impact we're having. But there are times when it's hard. It's late. I was out doing some driving with my son, Jackson. He's getting ready to take his driver's test shortly here. And told him I had to go back. And I said, Jax, I'm tired. I said, I love what I do, but I'm tired. And I just don't want to go back to the office. He goes, you know, Dad, I think it's the first time I've heard you say you didn't want to go back. I said, I love what I do, but I would just love to be home right now, home with my family and just cuddle up and enjoying a fire and cold night and everything else. But there's things that have to be done. And I'm not a huge believer in equal opportunity balance. I just don't believe it exists. And so tonight's going to be a late night. But I want to kind of talk to you about this whole idea as far as it, this never-ending horizon, because there are times in my business career, and I know I've made some serious mistakes with my family on this, where as soon as I accomplish something, we're on to the next, and I never sit back and enjoy that moment. The other thing is, there's times where you keep pressing so hard, and it's almost painful. You feel like you just keep going and going and going. You're like, am I ever going to make it? Am I ever going to feel like, holy cow, I'm actually doing okay on this thing? And I've realized that the way you do that is by stopping and physically turning around. For those of you, I'm literally sitting in my chair. I literally just turned my chair around to look back and to look back on all the crazy things that you've learned and how far you've come. I think at times the journey, as far as how far out it seems like you're never going to get to where you want to go. And there's good and bad. I mean, we've had an amazing time. We've had a ton of financial success. We've had a ton of business success. I mean, everything's going awesome. And so I don't mean to be the guy who's like, oh my gosh, life's hard and it's not going well. No, it is. It's going great. But even because it's going great and because there's still that carrot, there's still that desire, there's still that passion that's out there, I'm like, I want so bad to touch the lives of more people. I want so bad to do more than we're doing. And you feel at times like I'm on this treadmill and the incline is getting steeper and the speed is getting faster. I'm like, holy smokes. Honestly, I'm looking at this right now and I'm thinking, all right, all of my plans right now are in March, because from here, we get back from 10X, we go right into Funnel Hacking Live, and Funnel Hacking Live, we go straight to TNC. I'm looking at my calendar. I am literally home for 6 days in February. But again, I wouldn't change what I'm doing. I chose this and I'm excited about what I've done. And I think I just want to make sure, and I can kind of convey to you the feeling of you need to turn around every once in a while and see how far you've come. I mean, I look back over my entrepreneurial journey of life, and there are days where I literally have to pinch myself in just sheer gratitude for the blessings the Lord has given me in my life. There have been hard, hard times. I remember times where we were basically to lose the house and trying to explain that to my wife and going, holy smokes, what do you do when you're trying to deal with bill collectors and credit cards maxed out and feeling like, man, I'm doing everything I'm supposed to be doing and it's just not working. I remember those days. At times I remember like yesterday. But I also look back and I look at the friendships and the relationships and the people I know and how deep and meaningful those relationships are to me and my life and my friendships. And the people I associate with now were my dream people years ago where I thought they were untouchable. And yet now I'm on the phone with them. I'm texting them on Boxer and they're now great, great friends. And I look back at the journey as far as all of the years of study, of attending seminar after seminar. I went to so many Dan Kennedy, Bill Glazer info summits and attended masterminds and spent tens of thousands of dollars at the time I didn't really have and trying to make it all work. And I remember there was a time where I was sitting there with my mom and just, again, this is probably about just over 10, almost 12 years ago. And was just late 30s sitting there going, Mom, I am so tired. I am so, so tired. And I remember her just saying, you know what, Dave, a time's going to come when you're going to look back and you're going to enjoy this moment. And right now is that time. And it's been that time for years now. But I remember going through the pain and the suffering and the agony and thinking, God, when is it my turn? And that time comes. It just does. It's one of those things when you just don't give up and you keep fighting and you keep pushing forward and you keep going for that brass ring. And now, I mean, I'm grateful for the life I have. I'm grateful for my family and I'm grateful for the opportunity I have to be involved in ClickFunnels. But I'm tired right now. I'm tired because I got another 4, 5, 6 hours in front of me here. And I haven't done a very good job of documenting the hard parts. I always am really loud and out there as far as everything, this is what's going on. I thought, you know what? I want to be more transparent this year and really share. Even though things are good, man, there are times where it's still hard. There's times where it's just late nights and it's the grind. But I'm always remember the importance of turning around and looking back and realizing, oh my gosh, I have come so far from where I was 20 years ago as an entrepreneur, just trying to figure things out, to figure out how to sell belly to belly across a table from people and to learn marketing and to learn direct sales and to learn social media and to learn funnels and business development and negotiations and all those things. And they've come over time. And it's funny, I was sitting there talking with my boys. God, I've got just amazing kids. So my son, Christian and Chandler right now they're getting up early, going to the gym, working out. And they're both working together on a project as far as the One Funnel Away Challenge. And they're doing that. And just seeing, you know, my 17-year-old son, Christian, who's just so, so excited. And yet I see all the things he's got to learn in front of him. And I'm kind of making the point of making sure I don't tell him, man, it's still hard, bud. It's going to be hard. But it's so, so worth it. Just got a Vox from my son, Parker's at BYU. And going through the struggles of trying time management of, gosh, Dad, I'm trying to start my business here while going to school. And I'm dating this girl. And I'm dealing with school. And life seems so busy. And I'm like, those are good times. And I think it's important to realize as much as there are times as a parent, I want to take away the pain or the heartache. I know that's where they learn and they grow. And I'm so grateful that no one took that away from me. There have been times when I would have loved to have someone help a little more, but I'm glad no one took it away. Because I look back now and the gratitude I have to my Father in Heaven for blessing me with the experiences I've had over the last 20 years are just insane. And I pinch myself today thinking of how grateful I am for the opportunities I have, how much I look forward to seeing people funnel hacking live and to see the lives that are changed just because of a software and the lives that they're changing. And to realize no matter how far away that horizon is and the goals and the dreams and as high as they may be, as you're going through it at the time in that moment, there's nothing better than just every once in a while just turning around and just reflecting on how far you've come and know, man, I'm making it. I'm doing it. And sometimes that turnaround is literally, I just want to see what I did yesterday. And again, I don't know why I'm sharing this right now. I just wanted to, I wanted to spend some time just kind of capturing the moment where I'm at right now. This is going to be one of the busiest, craziest years we've ever had. And January started off just like that. It's like been a rocket ship. And we started off with a 2 Comma Club X cruise, and we were home for literally 2 weeks just trying to get everything ready to head out next Thursday to 10X to pull off a miracle. But it'll all come together. It always does. But again, I don't know why I'm sharing that. I just wanted to kind of pour my heart out to you and say, for those of you guys who are listening, the journey and the heartache and the pain, it, as hard as it is, and I have been there so many times, it actually, that's where the muscle grows. That's where you build, and that's where you get the fortitude to not only deal with your own stuff, but more importantly, to reach down and help others and to pull them up, but also realize that there is a light at the end, and it is there, and I've had that light, and sometimes I thought it was a train coming at me, and sometimes it was, but I can tell you that the light's even brighter when it actually really hits. And I just want you to never give up. It's the fight. It's the battle as you keep going forward. It just is. I've just spent some time going through some of our Facebook posts and seeing the journey of those people who've hit 2 Comma Club and those people who are in coaching programs struggling and the pain and the agony. It's not working. And we keep saying you're one funnel away, and like, well, how many more funnels is it? And it's that learning process. I remember, I'll keep this short. I just want you to know, man, if nothing else, these are the times where it brings you closer to deity and it brings you closer to the people who matter most in your life. Don't forget about them. Be grateful for what you have and just know that the Lord's on your side and this thing actually does work. And just keep up the good fight. It pays off. It truly does. Have an amazing night. If you're going to be at Funnel Hacking Live, please take a few minutes, come up and say hi. I'd love to put a name to a face. And again, thanks so much for all that you do to support us at ClickFunnels. More importantly, I hope you know how much you mean to us and the impact we're trying to have on your life so that you can bless the lives of those people you're here to serve. Have a great night. We'll talk to you soon. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast. If you don't mind, could you please share this with others? Rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It means the world to me. Where I'm trying to get to is 1 million downloads here in the next few months, and we've just crushed through over 650,000. And I just want to get that next few 100,000 so we can get to 1 million downloads and see really what I can do to help improve and get this out to more people. At the same time, if there's a topic, if there's something you'd like me to share or someone you'd like me to interview, by all means, just reach out to me on Facebook. You can PM me, and I'm more than happy to take any of your feedback, as well as if there's people you'd like me to interview, I'm more than happy to reach out and have that conversation with you. So again, go to iTunes, rate and review this, share this podcast with others, and let me know how else I can improve this or what I can do to make this better for you guys. Thanks.